This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, including the Caribbean. Hello down there to the St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands area. Hello to the Western Bahamas. Hello to San Juan in Puerto Rico, AM 1000. Appreciate you folks down there having us on the air down there. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing and how you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards. Ron Edwards, I'm doing that for Flip, Mr. Ron.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, and I'll hear from him in a minute, I guarantee you. Well, there it is right there. I told you, couldn't wait. Here he comes. Yep, that's him. Ron Edwards, he likes that. But anyway, let's get going with the pledging because we got a lot to talk about. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we understand and underline the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start out our segment with 37 seconds of Chuck Todd and Senator, our favorite senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, who I've had on the program a number of times. I like talking to him. But listen to this back and forth.
Are you investigating those leaks that Peter Strzok talked about in that
testimony? All right, Senator, I have no idea
that's a setup. It is entirely irrelevant to this point.
Why a Fox News conspiracy propaganda stuff is popping up on here, I have no idea why we're going here.
Senator, this is underlying why President Trump is upset. And why his supporters are upset at the news media.
Okay, this is not about the media. Senator Johnson, please. Can we please answer the question that I asked you instead of trying to make Donald Trump feel better here that you're not criticizing
him?
Well, the point is that Chucky Todd got it lambasted right back in his face by Senator Ron Johnson. And kudos to Ron Johnson for doing that, because it's about time. And again, this is part of our Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and the Rules for Deplorables book that my little friend Kathy Chamberlain has written, because you got to stick it right back to them. When they nailed you with it, then you just turn it right around on them and go right back at them.
No, that's the only way you can do this right now. And I'm happy that some Republicans are beginning to swing back. And it's about darn tootin' time that the Republicans start doing that, because for years, the Democrats in media and in politics have both been walking all over the Republicans, and they've been taking that polite road for too long. And it didn't help them. In the world of politics, you have to fight back. or you're going to get walked over and you're going to lose your position and you could lose your, you know, your influence and lose your elections too.
Well, you know, that's what's going to happen to a whole bunch of Democrats this time around because, again, mark my words, I'm seeing it, I'm hearing it, I heard it this weekend, I've heard it, when I came in Sunday night, like I always do, and I take a look at the emails, I had almost 3,000 emails, and it's very hard to pick a lot of them out, but what I look for is I look for the little clues in there, I'm a former Democrat or something like that, and I've got more and more of that, plus a Latinos coming out, the independents saying, we've had it. The Democrats are doing nothing for us. We've had it. We're on the Trump bandwagon. And I'm serious. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, I hear a lot about that from certain people around the country as well. And a lot of Cubans in your state are some of the younger ones that have been kind of leaning Democrat. A lot of them are now waking up and saying, you know what, maybe the Democrat is a bad way to go.
Yeah,
and so I'm encouraged by that.
And the lies that keep coming from the progressive left, the Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, are just utterly amazing. If they had the votes for impeachment, Ron, if they had the votes for impeachment, they would have already voted.
Oh yeah, yeah, because they're trying to do anything they can to damage this president, and since they cannot, they don't have the votes. But it's like a drip, drip, drip. Just continue to just pound the news media and the American public with just this bad scenario. That, you know, so that's one of their tricks too. If they can't do something all the way like an impeachment, they just continue to drip, drip, drip. But here's the thing, and one of the reasons why more people are saying, well, I'm not voting Democrat next time, is because the Democrats, that's all they're doing, is trying to ruin the president, while at the same time they're doing absolutely nothing as far as what they were elected to do, and that means to govern on behalf of the people.
Yeah, so, and Tlaib and Omar and Ayok and Presley, they haven't been able to bring the beans and the bacon home and the stuff that they used to bring home into the districts, and they're not going to be able to either because it's a do-nothing, go-nowhere Congress. And as a result, I think that with the challenges that they've got up against them, especially Omar, because we've got somebody by the name of Chris Kelly, who is a 20-year police officer veteran and a 27-year veteran in the Army Reserve. But you folks up there, Minneapolis, St. Paul, he needs to be your next congressman. He'll get it done. Hang that thought over there, Ron, and folks, I'll be right back with more. And you know something? Senator Mike Lee last night, the junior senator, well, actually he's a senior senator from Utah, had quite a bit to say on Fox, and we're gonna talk about that and more with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And let me tell you about this portion of the program being brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. And I've been driving a Nissan Murano, and I'll tell you what, it's definitely a cut above. Even the ladies like riding around in the luxury crossover, fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort and style that you're destined for, right? So, Nissan CVT. Transmission and powerful V6 gives you plenty of get up and go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out. And every new Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care Maintenance Program featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders, active and retired, as well as 911 dispatchers with preferred price on all new and used vehicles. And there's no better program for those who serve 24/7, 365. So take advantage. Tell your friends. Go to Moss Nissan, located at 19 and 54 Newport Richey and on 19 in Crystal River. And by the way, another new Moss Nissan coming to Tampa soon. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, Ron Edwards, the Ron Edwards guy, the Edwards Notebook guy. And I'll have to find your Edwards Notebook because, by the way, I'm out of Edwards Notebooks tonight. All I got is the ones that you sent me, and I played every one of them, so it is what it is. But we'll make up for it by talking longer. All right. Well, why not? You and I were talking during the break. Now, there's a couple different ways I can go here, and here's Eric's comment. I want to read this because it's pertinent. He said, maybe here's something to consider regarding the lack of action in the traditional political realm of the Democrats. The squad and others are doing exactly what is desired by the powers that be within the DNC. Disrupt, break down walls, etc., etc., break off the traditional minded within the party to try to create more disruption. What do you think?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. because they're on a mad mission of destruction of this republic. And how best to do it, and then to create the kind of mayhem that they have been creating. And they keep coming out with the most outlandish leftist ideas. You know, one of the things how you extend your influence is to come up with the most way out ideas, like you're shooting for the stars, but you reach the moon. And that is one of the tricks of the left. You come out with these crazy ideas that are so wacky, but then you end up with something that is more towards their liking, but maybe not as wacky as what they did publicly propose.
Well, Senator,
and so it's part of that disruption. That's part of the disruption tactic.
Well, Senator Mike Lee last night with Shannon Bream on Fox News was being asked a lot of questions by Shannon about what they thought was going to happen, what he thought was going to happen in the Senate. Did they actually have the votes that the Democrats were talking about? He said, absolutely not. It's a fallacy. It's a lie. Don't believe it. It's not going to happen. We're standing behind our president. And he said it, and I'll tell you what, I'll believe him.
Yeah, I do too, because I saw that same interview. And the reason why I believe him is because one of the other tricks of the people in the leftist media is that they'll harp on an idea, and they'll kind of stretch the truth a bit, or in this case, in my opinion, a lot, in hopes to discourage people, and maybe, wow, they've got the votes to impeach this guy, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you tell a lie often enough in their minds, and hopefully in their minds people will start believing it and is less effective in, you know, from the other side. So I believe them too.
Yeah, well, of course, that's one of the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, and it is what it is. You know, if you can continue to just say the same thing over and over again, get the same results, you know, in fact, telling a lie, and it becomes the truth. Now I got something to mention here, and I'm glad Eric mentioned this to me. He said, we long for the days of Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, or Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton. Remember how those guys worked together? This ain't never going to happen on this president's watch.
Especially Tip O'Neill.
Yeah, because
I ended up liking Tip O'Neill. The reason why I did is because I'll never forget this. When Ronald Reagan went to visit him in hospital.
Well, he was on his deathbed. He had a heart attack.
Yeah. But Ronald Reagan went to visit him and encouraged him and prayed with the man.
Yep.
And that just put President Reagan in a totally different light with Tip O'Neill, and he began to like President Reagan, and so he started being able to compromise and see things from a different angle, and he and Ronald Reagan were able to work together pretty well, pretty much. The only thing they didn't, that Reagan didn't get in his way was the increased spending. And no one's gotten their way on that one, but on most of the ideas, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan. In fact, after O'Neill got out, they went and hoisted a few. Together. So, yeah, you're right. But today it's a totally different ball game. The Democrats are hell-bent on destroying this country. Mm-hmm. Where you had people like Tip O'Neill, they were liberals, but they were not out to destroy the country.
Now,
it's a big difference.
Now, we're going to talk about AOC here in a second, but I want to talk about Ilhan Omar first, because yesterday, with very little fanfare, she filed for divorce after affair allegations have come forth, but she's not saying anything, and her husband is doing a lot of talking, and the guy's wife, the guy that she was having the affair with, his wife filed for divorce. This is really weird.
Yeah, after all the denials and all of that, but everyone knew that she was lying all the time. I mean, they'd see them holding hands and almost playing footsies or whatever.
And letting him have his hands on $200,000 of her campaign money.
Yep, yeah, that's where I was going next. Mm-hmm. And so it could be a little problematic. I think that'll also hurt her reelection chances, too.
Yeah, and just to talk about how strange these people are, the squad, what was it that AOC proposed yesterday?
One of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. She proposes getting rid of all prisons in the United States of America. She equated prisons in America that are locking up violent criminals, she equated them with slavery And what was the other thing the Democrats used to do?
Racism?
Well, it wasn't racism. It was another word. It was something else. But it was racist-based, but it was another practice. But anyway, how in Sam Hill do you let all prisoners go? She says that everyone is a human, and no human deserves to be in cages.
Well, here we go again with the cages.
That's why we should get rid of prisoners. I mean, this woman is out. That's one of those proposals, like I said before.
I guess she's never confronted a murderer or a rapist up close and personal.
They don't care about that. That's part of the destruction of America that the Dems of today are perpetrating against our republic. They're on the side of the murderers.
Let's talk about something very positive, which needs to be talked about more. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to a five-decade low of 3.5%. Unemployment, of course, hit the 50-year low in September, even though the non-farm payrolls rose by just about 136,000 as the economy nears, again, full employment. Now, everybody that can find a job has just about got a job.
And more. If you want two jobs, you can have two. How about three? But, unemployment is not even a problem in this country anymore. And that's just about in all areas, including the industrial Midwest. It doesn't matter where you go, you can find a job in this great nation because of the policies of Donald Trump. And if Congress would work with this guy, I mean, because there are more tax cuts that should happen to even further stimulate the economy. But this Congress is, they're pigs. You know, they're out trying to do damage to this country. But despite them, it is remarkable. Black unemployment is 5.5%. That's a record. Hispanic, and here's the other thing.
Well, the Hispanics hit an all-time low again last month.
But women, my gosh, women own the majority of jobs in this country. Women are outpacing men when it comes to opening new small businesses in this country. It is just gangbusters out here as far as economic growth for every sector of society.
Well, that's all good. And by the way, in case anybody forgot about what's going on here. Record numbers of Americans are, in fact, working. And as Ron just said, black and Latino unemployment have reached all-time lows. The left told us that tax cuts would be great for big business and bad for the workers. I think they were wrong.
That's crazy. See, here's the thing. And watch how they use tax cuts as the reason for deficits instead of Trump and others pounding on spending. That's the reason why you have these deficits. The tax cuts actually are bringing in more revenues.
All right.
But what has happened, Congress could purposely spend more
money. All right. Got to let you go, and we will talk to you again on Thursday. So have yourself a great
day.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. Coming up, Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author. And we're going to get into chapter number 10 this week and tell you how everything applies to what's going on out there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul defending President Trump's decision to withdraw our troops from Syria. But not all Republicans feel this way. The very latest now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, greenlighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by my good friends down at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. And a special shout-out to my Charlotte, Manatee, and Sarasota County friends. This message is for you. Do you need a new pair of glasses? Have you seen an optometrist but haven't got your glasses yet? Are you active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Are you tired of the big box store approach to your eyes? Get you in the door and out the door as fast as possible. How would you like some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, I've got a great solution for you. It's called Only Eyes Optical and Boutique at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-444-7900. And Diana Reason will take care of all your eyeglass needs. She's the licensed optician there, and they will meet or beat any advertised price that you have from any of those big box stores. Now, Diana really cares about you and your eyes, and Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why they all get a discount on their eyeglasses. So, stop by today, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Phone number 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his eyeglasses. Well, joining me right now in studio, we've got Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Captain.
And it's nice to see you again, and I hope you're doing well. We had a busy weekend, didn't we?
For sure.
And you were just having a good old time. You, by the way, congratulations on your first award.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I was very proud of that from the Trumpapalooza events. It was great.
Now, we're on rule number 10 this week of the book, Ross Solomonsky's Rules for Radicals. And you've got, you're comparing this to avoiding jail time, run for office, and the picture of Hillary here, get out of jail free. Yeah, well, I guess she sort of did.
Yeah, that's the blog that I wrote in preparation for your show here today. And that's exactly what the... what the left, what I believe that the strategy from the Democrats since our president was got into the White House. But you wouldn't know that if you're still trusting the mainstream media for news, that's for sure. But they've got a pattern that's emerged, and they've used it several times pretty brilliantly. And that is that, you know, it's a formula that they're using in order to upend Trump's administration. So, yeah.
Well, the other thing is that I found out this morning, and you probably heard me mention it, that Adam Schiff is actually, this is not his first rodeo. He's impeached two federal judges, one in 2009, one in 2010, for whatever it is that they did. But he was the one that led the impeachment charges, and he's the one that was the person that was responsible for them being impeached and removed from office.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, too. Now, does that follow the same format as the impeachment of a president, where you need two-thirds majority?
I think it does in that respect. I don't really know, but I think it does. I think to remove anybody, you have to have two-thirds.
Yeah, so yeah. I'd like to find out what the circumstances behind that.
In the House, it's a simple majority.
Yeah.
Now, of course, what we've been seeing here, they're getting dirt on the president. They're trying to do this, do that. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Christine Blasey Ford, all these weirdos out there, the Justice Kavanaugh hearings, all the stuff we've seen that has preluded the Russia collusion, now the Ukrainian collusion, and John Brennan. You know, every time I see John Brennan, I just want to just throw something at the television screen.
Yeah, he's kind of laid low lately, if you've noticed. But
Except for Sunday.
I saw him on there, yeah. And he's, you know, just as disconcerting to watch as ever. Let's not forget, he's the man who called our president a traitor in public as the former CIA director. That's pretty serious stuff.
Right, and the one that's the traitor, I think, would be him because of what we now know that he's been doing, number one. And also, when it comes to people like James Comey and what he's been doing, and everybody said, well, Robert Mueller is going to be the savior. Robert Mueller is going to do this, do that. Robert Mueller acted like somebody that didn't even belong on the playing field.
Yeah, he was like a deer in the headlights upon questioning about important aspects.
So we've got this Brennan security clearance that was revoked, and then over 70 former intelligence officers and leaders, many from the same CIA that Brennan was the head of, signed a letter of protest, and it's just, I mean, it's nuts. This is nuts. It's like the intelligence community against the president. I could be wrong, but that's what it looks like.
It sure does. And ABC just recently reported this past week that more than 300 national security professionals have expressed public support for the impeachment inquiry. Kind of leads you to believe how infiltrated our intel communities really are.
Well, that's true. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kathy. Hi, Nancy. I'm speaking to Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables. And, by the way, the website, rulesfordeplorablesbook.com, rulesfordeplorablesbook.com, to find out more and to take a look at the book and order the book. Now, the other thing that I'm really liking is I'm watching John Solomon from The Hill, and I'm watching everything that he does, all the information he puts out there, along with Sarah Carter. And, I mean, they are spot on target.
They have been ever since the beginning of the Russia collusion thing. If it weren't for them, I don't think we'd know half the stuff we do. And thanks to, Sean Hannity, that word has really gotten out, too, on prime time.
But the thing of it is now we've got Joe Biden, we've got Hunter Biden, we've got $3 million apparently in the Ukraine given to Hunter for basically nothing.
Yeah.
And then we've got a $1.5 billion loan investment that was made by the Chinese in their investment company over in China. I mean, these guys were milking the system big time.
Absolutely they were. And it's really bothersome to know that so many people are blaming Trump for saying to both China and Ukraine, hey, you know, investigate the Bidens. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Well, let's look at this. You've got Biden who bought a new house. I believe it was a $10 or $12 million house. And then you got Barack Obama that bought a new house, which was $16 or $18 million, somewhere in that range.
Yep.
Okay, and we're talking about this on a president and vice president's salary? What happened here?
And don't you recall that when Biden did become vice president, they did some tax return audits or something,
mm-hmm.
and he was one of the lowest incomes
mm-hmm.
and donors that were out there?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, in the past 8 years, he's become a very wealthy man.
Yeah, and so is Barack Obama, and again, their influence never seems to stop. Now, the chaos that we're seeing unfolding today has nothing whatsoever to do with Donald J. Trump, but has everything to do with those who voted for him, because they are trying to change the mindset of the people that support this president by all the stuff they're throwing out there.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're seeing that, and it's a coordinated effort. And with the media behind them, it's ad nauseum, constant reporting on untruths that don't get covered adequately.
And the one thing that all of this has in common is these witch hunts against President Trump. Is that they're designed to keep the attention on him and not on the high-level Democratic politicians that could themselves be going to jail.
Yeah, let's hope that Trump does seem to have a handle on that, and he just keeps keeping the pressure on, and we should be thankful for that. He follows Alinsky tactics better than any.
But he knows what Hillary did. He witnessed it. He saw what Hillary was doing.
Absolutely.
And he was giving money to her when she was running for whatever she was running for, Senate, I believe.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, one of the things that I'm really encouraged by is all this traveling that our AG Bill Barr is doing.
And Durham
together, which tells you that they are very serious about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, folks, I'm speaking to Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables, and this is our segment during the week. I guess, what are we calking this? The Dynamic Duel Talks? No, whatever it is. How about the Deplorable segment? We got to come up with something here. But anyway, we're letting people know about the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which we'll be doing tonight, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break down in Englewood, the Englewood Republican Group, as well as the Liberty Tree Patriots of Florida down there. It's a joint meeting of the group together at the Englewood Event Center. We'll be down there from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. Doors open at 6. So we hope to see a whole bunch of people down there, because we're gonna sit there and talk about everything that we're talking about here and add more to it. So hold that thought, Kathy. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Got to take a little break here, pay some bills, and we'll be back with the beach and boating forecast, and then more of Kathy Chamberlain talking about the Rules for Deplorables book. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And here we go. For the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay today, it's going to be mostly cloudy. We're going to have lots of showers in the area. We've got this low pressure system, folks, that's going across Florida, and it's bringing rain to us. So we'll start out with winds out of the northeast, turning around to the southwest as the low goes away from us. Winds will be 5 to 10 miles an hour this morning, 10 to 15 this afternoon. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature 83 degrees. The Bay water temperature 84. We had our high tide at 12:54 a.m. Our low tide happened at 5:04 a.m. And the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you'll have access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they currently have 185 locations located across the country, many of which where I'm broadcasting right now, and three are in Canada, two are in France. Yes, I said France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports, two more coming soon, and one coming in Gainesville. That's the rumor. Go Gators! Oh, and now you get $1,000.
$50 off your one-time membership fee if you're an active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher. You get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. After that, all you pay is a monthly fee. Now, just load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun and sun out on the water. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to get you some extra stuff along the line. All right, back to Kathy. Kathy Chamberlain, RulesOfDeplorablesBook.com. Good morning again, dear.
I'm still here.
All righty. Now, we were talking about John Solomon of the Hill, but I need to first establish that we're talking about Chapter 10 in your book, which is called Rules for Deplorables, A Primer for Fighting Radical Socialism. It's also called Resistance. And our president, of course, has been facing plenty of that, right?
Yes, he has, from all different directions, and that's what the Chapter 10 called Resistance, and the Tactic Number 10 is
now,
all about.
Now, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition, correct?
That's right. That's the that's Alinsky's Tactic Number 10, and that means basically that this constant pressure comes from all directions. And we see that a lot coming, you know, I mean, everybody chimes in when it comes to attacking Trump, everybody from the left, so.
By the way, they love you in Germany.
I've been there many times.
That was Maria, Maria in Germany.
Oh, hi, Maria.
And from the moment that the president entered the White House, he's faced unprecedented resistance. The president said that the Democrats are making it difficult for him to do his job. Well, yeah. But he added, I thrive on the resistance to me. This may be true, but the constant pressure has certainly damaged the presidency in our country because people are fed up. They're just, Kathy, they're fed up. We saw it over the weekend.
Well, it's not only domestically that it's damaging our country. Think of what the foreign leaders are thinking. They have no idea what's going on here. It's crazy.
Yeah, and over the weekend, I mean, you talked to some people. I talked to some people wandering around through there, and people have just had it. They've had it with this. I talked to Democrats. I talked to Latinos. I talked to people that were becoming citizens. There was a lot of new blood in that room over there when we were there over the weekend, Saturday, over in Orlando. And it was just unbelievable. I mean,
yeah, well, I'm hoping that more than the fact that they've had it, that it fires us all up to fight against the left, because we need it. I mean, don't forget, the third rule of ethics of means and ends, according to Alinsky, in war, the end justifies almost any means. We need to keep that in perspective, too.
And, of course, folks, I am talking to Kathy Chamberlain. Kathy has written the book, Rules for Deplorables. And I'm telling you, if you don't know anything about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, this is one way to find out about it. But the important thing we're trying to tell everybody here is that there's 13 Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals. Correct, Kathy?
Yes.
And what we're doing is identifying how they're being used against us and what we can do to turn around and fight back. So, Professor Kathy, how do we fight back on rule number 10 against the bad guys?
Well, we have to stay in tune with the truth and stop listening to, you know, all this fake news media. And I do still get people saying, well, CNN said this. I'm like, why are you even listening to CNN anymore? Yeah.
If anybody's watching MSNBC, they need to have their head examined, because MSNBC in a bad day will never tell you the truth about anything. They just won't. They don't know how to tell the truth.
Well, CNN
is about, CNN's about half the time now. They're getting a little better, but they're never going to be perfect, but they're about 50-50. Then you've got NBC, ABC, CBS. They have to be somewhat factual, but they don't have to be correct, because they don't vet their stories when they put them out there. You ever notice that? They don't vet them.
Yes, I have. I mean, yeah, people need to get the truth.
So, to sum everything up here, your book, Rules for Deplorables, which can be found by going to RulesForDeplorablesBook.com, the president needs our help every time we see something that we know isn't right, and we have these people that come up on these networks and they go, well, it's this way and that way and that way, and you know they're lying to you in your face. Would it be wrong to call the network and say, hey, tell the truth, will you, or something like that? Start complaining to these networks?
Both to the networks and also to our representatives that aren't standing up for
that. You mean where you were at yesterday waving a flag or something?
downtown St. Petersburg.
Yeah,
that's right. We got to get involved, folks.
Yep, she was out in front of Charlie Crist's office with Congressman Matt Gaetz and had a, what was that called, a Make America Great rally? Is that what that
Stop
was?
The Madness.
Okay, all right, well.
Sums it up.
All right. And you went up against the bad guys there, too. There was a certain amount of them across the street I saw.
And the most interesting observation I thought was made by J.W. Stratton here locally, who said, you know, you look at their crowd, not one person had a flag, an American flag.
No.
And our side, of course, were all smiles and happy.
Red, white, and blue.
Their side is so full of anger. It's just, it's frightening that they've been so indoctrinated.
And you had the one security guard dressed up with a shirt that said Antifa Security.
Well, I didn't
with
say Antifa that I saw, but he did have the bandana.
With the bandana.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. All right. Well, Kathy, thank you very much. We look forward to talking to you again next week when we get into rule number 11.
Well, thanks for the opportunity for me to share this message, Kathy.
All right. And by the way, folks, don't forget tonight, Kathy and I will be down at the Englewood Event Center for the Englewood Republican Group and the Liberty Tree Patriots Group joint monthly meeting. And we're going to just tell you all about Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals and how we can beat them at their own game. So I look forward to seeing you. Starts at 6:30 and we'll be there till about 9:00. And we've already had a bunch of people tell us they're going to come. And that's great. We're happy to see you and love to shake the hands of a whole bunch of people in my old neck of the woods that I was on the radio down there for, gosh, a number of years. And really appreciate going back home again to see those folks. Now, got to remind you, the last part of the broadcast here brought to you by our buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, with the red Uncle Sam American flag there, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also, unlike the big box stores, offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. They'll get done whatever needs to be done to help you out. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it out on the street, and you'll find out it's probably Kevin behind the wheel. Remember, all of our military and our first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. The phone number, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, again, great show again. We appreciate everybody tuning in, chiming in. Eric, appreciate your great comments. Dan the Man, let's see, everybody that was there, Major Mac and Maria and Denise and Jeff and Sondi and Ron and Susan and Greg and Roger. Appreciate everybody that just chimed in here. The last little blast of stuff, I'll get back to you when I see what went on there. But I'll tell you, it's all about we the people here on this program. There is no I, me, or my, what I do. We the people. We are the bosses of applesauce. These people work for us, and by God, we can vote them in and we can vote them out. I'll see you tonight in Englewood at the Englewood Event Center, 6:30 to 9 p.m. See you there. Have a great day. Make America great again. Keep America great again. God bless America.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.